This is episode 964. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm honored you're here as you get ready to meditate, as you're maybe settling yourself into your meditation ritual, or you might be out doing your errands, listening to the podcast. And whatever you're doing is all good. I'll be sharing a meditation technique with you that you can do whether you're seated meditating or out and about going through your day. And the meditation technique is customized around this week's series on self-care. It's all about self-care this week. This is part 4 of a 7-part episode on self-care. Every episode, you've discovered a meditation technique you can do as you meditate, or as I mentioned, as you're going about your day, to help you take good care of yourself. And in today's episode, the technique you'll discover is a technique that's going to help you move past fear. Because many times we know what we need to do to take care of ourselves, but there's something standing in our way, or we need to overcome a hurdle of some kind, and that can be difficult. It can put you in a place to where you feel stuck in a repetitive cycle. And so you just start feeling worse and worse about yourself as time goes by. And so sometimes it can be necessary to move through the pain, to lean into it, to walk through that fire to get to the other side, or to climb the mountain. And if you're listening to this, I'm sharing this on a Wednesday. Wednesday is often referred to as hump day. So I'm saving this episode for hump day. It's the middle of our episode series. It may be the middle of the week for you. And so once you get over that hurdle or that hump, then things start to look pretty good. And you can get back on track with your life. So this could be, maybe you need to quit a job that is incredibly stressful or that doesn't value you, or maybe it's a relationship that you need to get out of, or maybe you need to stop an addiction. Whatever it is, it's painful sometimes to actually go through the steps you need to go through to get to the other side. So this technique that I'll share with you will help you to do that. So as you get ready to do the technique, consider what part of your life you're focusing on this week to give yourself some self-care. Where do you need self-care the most? So bring that to mind. And then consider, what is holding you back from giving yourself the self-care you actually need? Or from living the kind of life that's going to benefit you the most. Give a lot of thought to this. And when you consider this challenge, doing this technique that I'll share with you will help you. So it's going to be a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your hands, and it stimulates your brain in a particular way. It activates certain parts of your brain. And so it's very similar to yoga or acupressure. This is a simple mudra, but you really don't need to do this mudra if you're not really sure what a mudra is and you're not really open to doing it. It's all fine. But I do challenge you to try the mudra. Meditation techniques can be done whether you're seated on your meditation cushion or right in the busiest part of your day. So to do the Tse Mudra, it's T-S-E, the Tse Mudra, you're going to place your thumb right there at the very base of your little finger. Not at the tip of it, but at the base of it. So it looks like you're forming the number four with your hands, that you're representing the number four. Your other fingers are. So hold this position, if you choose to do so, on your lap, doing it with both of your hands. Your thumb is folded across your palm, right at the very base of your little finger. And now inhale slowly through your nose, a nice long inhale. And as you do so, close your fingers over your thumb and chant Om 7 times, mentally chanting Om. Om, 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 Om. And when it feels right, go ahead and exhale, opening your hands back up. This is the Tse Mudra, and if you'd like to be guided in a meditation using this mudra, bringing you through several rounds of this powerful breath, you can find that at my website at sipandom.com. I'm Mary Meckley, and I leave a full guided meditation there, just like I leave a daily guided meditation technique here on the podcast every single day. All the meditations are customized around a weekly theme. Well, in the membership site, you get 2 weeks free of the meditations, plus access to over 900 guided meditations and a customized journal and guide for each meditation series. So again, it's at sipandom.com. Well, I encourage you to sit down now and do this breathing technique along with the mudra. Do it throughout your day. If you could do it in the morning when you wake up, that's excellent to get you started throughout the day, or at night as you get ready to go to sleep and end your day. This is a powerful technique. It helps manage sadness, depression, and despair. The Taoist monks do this technique, and they recommend doing it at least 7 times. You can do it up to 49 times. Enjoy this technique, and as always, you are so worth slowing down for.